Please continue.
No.
Please continue. No. I wish they all could have heard that, because that was great. Whoa. Heard that? I said heard that. I wish they all could have heard that first. Yeah. We are bad at language today.
We are real good at the English.
Yeah, real good at the English.
Yeah.
The English?
The English.
Okay.
With our ranch.
With our ranch.
And our Pank Sprankles.
Pank Sprankles.
Yep, yep. Oh, brother.
That's a lot of, like, inside jokes that they really don't know.
Well, get on our level.
Yeah, get on our level with our Pank Sprankles.
Right?
Have you had an Effie thoughts about that yet?
About Pank Sprankles?
About Pank Sprankles?
No, I have not.
Well, you should. You should have one about all the weird things that you say. That way, when they go to listen to the show, they're not just like, what the fuck is she? Did she just say Pank?
Pank and ranch?
Anyways, I'm David West.
I am Effie.
Yes.
Look, we just crossed one thing off on our checklist.
We now have a checklist for Kind of Epic Show.
We do, because we were disorganized.
We're trying to be professional.
We really are.
That's why I finally brought back out the microphones.
And I know how much you love lists.
I do. I do
don't have lists. It laminated.
That's fine. We should make like a standard show list.
Yes.
And get it laminated. That way I can check it off as we go along.
You would
every
love
week.
That, wouldn't you?
I would die for that, yes. I would.
You and your laminated lists.
Yep. I used to give David Gilman crap all the time when he would come. I would go over to his house to record, and there would be a list of things he wanted to talk about. I'm like, well, for starters, you should have sent that to me so I could be a bit more prepared.
Yeah.
Secondly, why? He's like, I don't know, so we could be a bit organized and not just a mess. Like, that's valid. And I wonder if this could just pick up my belly rumbling.
Maybe. I hope so.
Oh, that was audible.
I hope so.
Did you hear that?
I did hear that.
Interesting. Maybe. Maybe it could. Maybe it could.
Here's
indeed.
To hoping. Well, I sent you this list twice, so I hope that you prepared.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
or
sure.
Yes, sir.
Sir? Yes, sir? Yes, sir.
Did you say yeah, sure, or yes, sir?
Both.
That's from Super Troopers.
It is. It is from Super Troopers. I knew I heard that.
Just like...
Meow.
Meow.
Right meow?
What are you doing right meow?
Oh, boy. You know, I didn't hate Super Troopers, too. A lot of people hated it.
It wasn't memorable to me. But then again, I've only seen the first, like, 5-10 minutes of Super Troopers, because that's the only good part. And then after that part...
How do you know that's only the only good part if you've only ever seen that part?
Because I can just tell.
Oh. Okay.
That's where the funny ends.
Well, I thought Super Troopers 2 had... Maybe it wasn't as memorable of lines.
Yeah.
But I did think it was more last per minute the first time watching it.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well.
I know I'm in the minority on that, so whatevs.
Whatevs, indeed.
So, now that introductions are done.
It's time to go to bullet point number two.
Bullet point number two, which, you know, maybe we should, I feel like we should at some point record a Patreon ad that we don't have to do every time.
Oh, but why?
Because.
I know how much you love talking about it. I'm taking these off.
I do like talking about the Patreon page.
Yes.
Because I really want us to be able to support the show and continue doing the show.
Right, me too.
And we have things in the pipeline that I think could work. We need to get a couch for our studio in there.
Yes.
Because then we might actually start putting these shows on YouTube.
Right. We need to go Goodwill shopping.
We need to go Goodwill shopping and see what we can come up with.
Right. Get something on the cheap.
Get something on the cheap. And then get a couple different mic stands. That way we could easily record while sitting on a couch.
Yes.
Because the way we're doing it right now would not look great on the YouTubes.
No, but it'd be very funny.
We would get a lot of comments being like, "What the fuck are you two doing?"
Oh, I wasn't gonna laugh this episode.
Yeah, well, I'm funny, so fck you. See, I got it. I got it again.
I just don't like the way my laugh sounds when it's playing back, so.
Well, don't listen.
Har, 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 har.
Well, don't listen.
Har.
Well, just don't listen to the show like everybody else on the internet.
Har. That's my new laugh.
Yeah?
Yes.
Good job.
Har.
Anyways, yeah,
well,
so...
there it is again.
Patreon.com/kindofepicshow.
Yes.
Please join.
Please be our friend.
Please become a patron and support the show. We're not asking for a lot a month, and you can go a long ways with helping the podcast.
You really can.
Really can.
We would really appreciate it.
We're not asking for a lot right now, and the more patrons that we have, the more content we will do.
Yes.
We will continue to make Kind of Epic Show a worthwhile endeavor for both you and us.
Yes.
And yeah. And we have multiple tiers, as low as $5 a month.
Yeah, our lowest tier is $5.
And that gets you a shout out on, well, and the $5 one is the shout out in the audio description.
Yes.
Or not in the audio description,
no,
in
the
written
text description.
Text description.
Yes.
$10 a month is an audio description.
Yes.
And we have some other tiers
on
there as well.
That are worthwhile.
That are worthwhile. One of them is Effie's cosplay tier.
Yes.
Which have somewhat risque photos of Caitlyn.
Oh my.
Who the fuck
is Caitlyn?
Effie. Of Effie Bomb.
Effie Bomb? Effie Bomb?
So, and I took away the biggest tier.
You did.
I did.
No more 600?
Yeah, the $600, which was the producer tier.
Right.
That's gone.
It's gone.
No one was ever going to do that. I was hoping that, like, Andrew would do it. Just like once and pay for the show for the year.
Yeah.
Nope, didn't happen.
Well.
Yeah, it was worth a shot. And he doesn't listen, so he'll never know that. Gabe
Hi,
listens.
Andrew. Hi, Gabe.
You know, Gabe doesn't even support the Patreon. So, Gabriel Canada. Bud, you want to help out the show? I know you paid for the podcast for a couple years there. We took turns. We would rotate who was paying for it each year.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. But Gabe, we're going to try doing this. At least support the Patreon. I can't. It won't let me. I can't.
I support the Patreon.
I know, but it won't let me. Because it's like, this is your Patreon account. You can't do this. It's like, why not?
I pay $10 a month.
I don't think you do.
I do.
Do you?
Yep.
Oh.
Every first of the month.
Oh.
$10.
Gotcha. Huh.
Thanks, me.
Thanks. Thanks, Caitlin. Effie.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Effie. I gotta start calling you Effie on the show. I'm so used to calling you Caitlin.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah. It's a branding thing, though. We have to...
Yeah. I'm Effie Bomb.
Yeah, you're Effie Bomb.
I kind of wish that I would have went with Effie Bomb when I was doing Derby.
Yeah.
But it's too late now.
Yeah, and Babam is kind of taken by Scott Pilgrim.
I have too many clothes that say Effie Bomb.
Yeah. Well, anyways, check out our Patreon page. Please support us. Please, please, please. And we're not trying to make a living off of this. I just don't want it coming out of my pocket.
I mean, I'm trying to make a living.
Yeah. I mean, if it happened, that would be awesome.
Right?
I would love to do this full time.
Me too.
I would still get yelled at. But
by who?
People. The internet's mean.
Oh. Well...
That's why I have you to back me up.
Oh, yes. I'm feisty.
You're feisty? You're feisty?
Feisty. Feisty.
Yes.
We're good at the English
today. We are real good at the English today. Anyways, you can find us on Facebook as well, at Kind of Epic Show, and Instagrams, Kind of Epic Show, and the Twitters at Kind of Epic Show. We're all over the socials.
We are.
And you can find us anywhere podcasts are found, too.
Right.
So. Which, if you're listening to this, you already know that. So, cool. But show your support and love for Kind of Epic Show elsewhere as well.
Please.
Please. All right.
Number three. Effie's cosplay pages and Photoshop. Hey.
You are good at the talkins. You are good at the talkins today. I'm proud of you.
Photo shoot.
The photo shoot.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so.
So I'm doing a thing.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do a thing. I don't know. It's going. I'm doing cosplay stuff. Need to do more.
Yeah, you do.
I don't have much content to provide to the people, even though you keep saying I do. I don't think that I did.
Well, you can do photos like that easily.
Like that girl?
Like that.
Oh. Okay.
You could do stuff like that. Why not?
I have 16 followers on my Instagram Epibomb cosplay page.
Which is new.
I posted something tonight that has 11 likes.
Yeah. Give the spelling on that so they know where to find you.
EFFIEBOMBCOSPLAY on the Instas. And then I have a Facebook page, too, that chances are, if you're listening to this, you probably got invited. If you didn't get invited, come find me. It is Effie Bomb Cosplay. So, yeah. I'm learning how to do internet stuff.
You actually have a decent amount of likes on there.
I do. It's like 44 people right now.
Right? That's awesome.
I know. I've learned how to like set up my Instagram so I can post to Facebook and Twitter at the same time.
What's your Twitter?
Oh, geez. Well, that one is Effie Bomb Cosplay, but it's the bomb is missing the O, so it's just boomf. Effie boomf.
Yeah, and... Yeah, that's fun. And she's not going to post the super risque ones to the socials.
No.
So those are exclusive to the Patreon.
Yes.
And they're still non-nude. They're still safe for work.
Yes.
Because I would probably get in trouble.
Maybe.
Anyways.
So yeah, we just did a Captain Marvel photo. I can't talk.
Photo shoot? We just did a Captain Marvel photo shoot. No, she did some. We just did a Captain Marvel photo shoot, is what she's trying to say in the words. She has the best words. They're the biggest words, and they're the best words. And you know she's really good at them today.
I'm not Trump.
Well,
isn't that what Trump says?
Yes. He is the president of the United States. He is pretty quotable.
Well,
for as awful as he is, he's pretty quotable.
We just did the Captain Marvel photo shoot the other day.
Yes.
And that turned out pretty well.
They did. We need to do it again. We need to do more of Carol.
Yes.
Take Carol outside and not just in front of a backdrop.
But in a basement.
That's our studio.
Let Carol free.
Yeah. Hashtag free Carol. But no, that's our studio.
It is our studio.
You can't just say in a basement. That's our studio.
That's our studio. It's pretty cool.
We're getting a studio.
I know.
We're putting together a studio. So right. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it is pretty sweet.
It is pretty sweet. And hopefully we can like get a couch in there.
I know.
And have some YouTubins.
Oh. Yes.
Don't know what you were hinting at there. No idea.
Scrabble,
I sure.
Love Scrabble.
Sure. That would be so riveting on YouTube.
It would.
People playing Scrabble.
Especially if you play the cube tile.
Especially with two people that can't speak English.
I can speak English.
Or, you know, I suck at spelling.
You do suck at spelling.
Spelling's my worst.
Well, I'll help.
Thanks. While playing Scrabble?
Yep.
Okay. Sweet.
So yeah,
we're 14 minutes into this,
we've only done introductions. We have a list, and we're still on the struggle bus.
Well, the show can't be 2 minutes long.
All right. Yes. So things.
Things and stuff. Stuff and things.
Stuff and things. Yes.
I picked up Avengers Endgame yesterday, now on DVD and Blu-ray in 4K.
Mm-hmm.
And my copy was badly beat up.
Uh-huh.
And I called you while I was at work and asked you to come exchange it because I know you weren't working. So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
And it's a beautiful sight on my Instagram page of every one of the Marvel Studios movies. From the first Iron Man to the Avengers Endgame. That's really pretty. That is a really pretty picture.
Very pretty.
I'm a dork.
You are a dork.
Is it sad that that's the first thing I did when I got home yesterday was put it on my shelf so I could see it with the rest of the movies? Aww. Oh, yeah. Yep. I did that.
You did do that. Well, that Endgame box looks really nice.
So. Yeah, I do appreciate that.
So you're welcome.
And I did a double feature yesterday. I watched Infinity War and Endgame back to back. With a little bit of a nap when I fell asleep in Infinity War.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's not like I haven't seen it.
Right.
100 times. So, yes. Riveting. Anyways, I know. Super riveting. Yeah. I'm a dork.
You are a dork.
I keep looking at this and I'm just like, oh, look at them all. It's neat. You know, the last handful I've even gotten in 4K, and I don't have a 4K player.
Well, that's sad.
Well, they still come with the Blu-ray. So, just like the group of them there that were had like a 3D copy.
Yeah.
Who the hell even has 3D TVs anymore?
Right.
That was a section of time that only lasted like a brief window in technology.
Right.
I always wanted one, but...
Well, then you got to keep track of the glasses.
Yeah. Do they even still sell them?
I think so.
Like, how cheap is a 3D TV nowadays?
When I was at Best Buy, they sold them. Not very many of them, but they did.
Hmm. Yeah, so I have a bunch of 3D DVDs, and I'll never watch them in 3D. At least the 4K ones. Like, at some point, my technology will upgrade to 4K.
Yeah.
So, cool.
So you're already prepared.
I'm already prepared.
Well, kind of.
Kind of. Look how many times it took me to get that perfect shot, too.
Oh, my gosh.
I took a bunch of those photos. I was just like, that one doesn't look good. That one doesn't look good.
Oh,
I tried putting a toy in them with the picture with them. Didn't look good. And then I eventually got it. And I was like, yeah, there we go.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Huh.
What?
Multiple pictures of DVD boxes.
You sure did.
Sure did. Okay.
You don't understand the struggle and the joy of being a completionist. Oh yeah, you need to work on your widow.
That'd I need to cosplay. Work on a lot of things, but I can't change my hair yet until you're done with Carol.
Oh, I know. She went blonde for Carol. She actually took the route of dyeing her hair instead of just
It was your suggestion.
Yeah. I figured you would have tried the other ones first, but...
Like a wig?
Yeah. Or the other cosplay ideas first.
Oh.
Oh, well. It looks good.
Nope, I have blonde hair.
It looks good. Yeah. So we keep trying to get Gabe back on the show.
Yeah.
We were supposed to record with him on Saturday, and I just kind of flaked. What were we doing? We were doing something.
On Board Saturday? Games. Yeah.
Yeah.
Saturday we did board games and the photo shoot. And we went to the mall briefly.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what happened.
Yes.
So Gabe, we did it. It wasn't just flaking. That was my bad. I was MIA.
I
was focusing
know.
On this photo shoot.
Well, I knew that was the plan, but I didn't know that.
Yeah. And it doesn't help that he doesn't wake up until like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Well, heck.
So
that's nice.
Yeah. And Gabe, if you listen to this episode, I'm going to the state fair Saturday, so I can't record this Saturday.
No, we're going. That's one of our things to talk about.
Oh, is it? Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and jump to that one.
Okay. Plans for the weekend?
Yeah. Going to. I do have to work Saturday morning, and then the state fair.
More movies.
Oh, yes, yes. We will go see movies this Friday.
Yes.
Yes.
Two.
Mm-hmm.
You don't remember what they're called.
No, Good Boys and The Boss One.
The Boss One.
Born to Run?
Something like that.
Yeah, right?
And then the Stat Fair.
And then the Stat Fair.
The Stat Fair. And then World Domination. That's on Sunday.
You know, it is hard to believe that the Indiana State Fair had that super tragic accident at, like, 8 years ago.
That's quite a pivot.
Yeah, I know. It's just something that you forget about. That killed like 12 people.
Yeah, I know.
It's like everybody forgot about it.
Right?
Huh.
Huh.
I had until it just popped in my mind.
Right? Now they can't have concerts like that at the fair anymore.
They still have concerts, but they're not like that, like, big setup stage.
Yeah.
They're a lot smaller.
So, World Domination's gonna be on Sunday.
How are we doing that? What is our World Domination plan?
Oh my gosh.
Didn't we just spend like 15 minutes on how we're trying to take over everything? Why is that on the list twice?
We can't give away our World Domination plans.
Okay.
Because then people might...
Well, what shall we do today, Brain?
The same thing we do every day.
Okay. I guess that's a good pivot to the point above that.
What's happening with our childhood?
Yeah. Reboots.
Trauma.
Yeah, right?
What shows are coming back? What shows should come back? And what shows shouldn't come back? Oh my gosh, I watched the Rocco thing today.
Yeah, I didn't finish it last night.
I hated it.
You hated it?
Yep, left in the middle.
Really?
I couldn't stand it. I was like, this is stupid. It had my attention for like the first, 10-ish minutes. And then I was like, nope.
Really? Is that why you added it to the list? Because you wanted to talk out how bad it was?
Oh no, I put this on the list last night.
Oh.
When you asked me if I had seen it.
Yeah.
And then I watched it today because I was like, well, if we're going to talk about this, then
I didn't finish it. I had like 15 minutes left.
I didn't like it.
Why?
It was boring.
Huh.
Boring, boring, boring. And why is a wallaby hanging out with a turtle and a cow and has a dog? Like, that's something I didn't think about when I was a kid, but now it's just like, why? That's weird.
So you just have a issue with the fundamental show of Rocko's Modern Life.
Oh, no. I just have an issue with them bringing it back and making a totally boring 45-minute thing.
Oh, I disagree. I disagree. I thought it was this fun nostalgia trip. Eh. It's like I was remembering all sorts of things. Eh.
Why were they trying to teach a lesson in the middle of it?
Which one?
You need to love your kids no matter what.
Oh, so it hit close to home?
No.
Oh. I thought that was cool that they were like...
But it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. It's a cartoon.
So why have this transgender storyline in the middle?
Yes, why? It's a cartoon about animals.
Rocco was a sex phone worker. In the original.
But it's a cartoon about animals.
So's fucking Goof Troop. Or DuckTales?
Yeah.
Or Darkwing Duck?
You're not trying to learn important life lessons in any of those.
Bullshit.
Not as important as today's lessons of acceptance and equality. It's Rocco's
Modern Life.
Yeah.
It's Rocco's Modern Life in a modern setting with modern issues like accepting transgender.
It had no point in the story, though. He's trying to get his favorite show back. So yeah. why does the character that has to be the person who makes the show, why does that have to be the teaching moment? It's stupid.
Because things change.
Things do change, but it's stupid.
Huh. Interesting. I didn't finish it, so I can't tell you what the payoff is, and no, neither did you.
No, because I got up and I walked away.
Really?
I was like, this is... And then when I came back down to the TV, I was like, is it over yet? And then I saw like the TV is going through the different Netflix screens. And I was like, oh, good, it is.
Hmm. Interesting. So I'll really be interested to see... that just means we have to watch this one this weekend. Invader Zim comes out this weekend.
Yes.
The new Invader Zim special.
I don't know why they're trying to mess with our childhood.
They're not.
They're not
trying to mess with their childhood.
They're bringing back things that don't need to be brought
back.
Did
you watch Hannah Arnold's Jungle movie?
No.
It was great.
But they're bringing things that don't need to be brought back.
Well, they brought back Hey Arnold last year for the Jungle movie, and it was a great experience.
But they're bringing things back that don't need to be brought back. Why can't it be left in the 90s?
So are you considering like Hey Arnold that?
Yes.
But Hey Arnold actually had an original movie that was awesome in theaters. So this was just kind of like a second movie.
But it was a cartoon.
Yeah.
Before it was a movie.
Yeah.
Why do we need to take it and make it into a movie?
Rugrats had 3 movies during the run of it.
I don't like it.
Like, during the run...
I don't like it.
During the run of Rugrats, they had 3 movies. The Rugrats movie, Rugrats in Paris, and Rugrats Go Wild, which was the crossover with Wild Thornberries, which counted as the 3rd Rugrats movie and the 2nd Wild Thornberries movie.
But it's...
SpongeBob has had 2 movies. SpongeBob, one of them was stupid. Live action.
SpongeBob is stupid.
And they're having a 3rd SpongeBob movie.
SpongeBob is stupid.
Now, we're getting an Invader Zim special.
Yes.
At least they're specials. At least they're one-offs. They're not bringing the shows back. They're not, like, relaunching the show.
But why can't it just be left as it was?
Because Hey Arnold was super popular.
Because people want to be like, people are greedy and people want to make money off of things. So people are like, hey, let's do this. It'll make money and then I can be fucking rich. Cool. But it's stupid. It doesn't need to be in a place in our lives anymore. It happened. It's over.
Wow. Someone is bitter. Someone is super bitter.
What?
Why are you so angry?
Because it's stupid.
Why?
Because they don't...
Everyone loves nostalgia.
Right, but to a point, I don't need everything from my childhood coming back. I don't. I have no interest in it.
We just went and did a whole episode about the fucking Lion King, which you loved.
I didn't
like... It's the same thing.
I liked the original Lion King. The new Lion King is eh.
We went and saw Aladdin.
Yeah, and I like the original Aladdin.
Yeah, me too.
This new stuff is stupid. It's just a way to make money, and I'm not there for it.
Huh. Huh.
What?
Nothing. You got really angry.
Well, that's
because... You're, like, really mad right now, and I don't know why you're mad.
Because it doesn't need to be a thing. It was a thing in the 90s. Like, and they're bringing back all of these things that were things in the 90s. For what? To make money off of us?
Did we pay for Rocco? No, we pay for Netflix.
Yeah, and so, but what do you think happens when you watch Rocco?
Yeah, sure.
They're making money off of you turning it on.
Well, I'm going to watch Invader Zim, too. And okay, so... I'm curious what you would think of, like, a property like the Ninja Turtles, which Nickelodeon now owns.
Yeah.
There was a cartoon when we were young.
Yeah.
Like, there's always been. Every generation has its Ninja Turtles.
Right, but not every generation has its Rocko's Modern Life. Like,
no.
That's specifically targeted towards us. Like,
the Netflix special was definitely targeted to the people that watched the original.
Right. So, but that's counting on us to watch it to make money, and that's stupid. I feel like they're using me, and I don't like it.
Okay. Huh. Now, you can't just say that it's like it, this is a new thing, because it's not. Look at, like, the Dukes of Hazzard. They had a movie. They had a couple movies, actually. One that was in theaters with Johnny Knoxville and I forget who starred in that with him. And then they had, like, a direct-to-DVD sequel. And they did that with Dukes of Hazzard, Starsky and Hutch. Like, there was a big wave there where all these 70s TV shows were getting remade into movies.
Right. That's stupid as well.
Those movies were bad.
I didn't see any of them.
Well, you weren't the target audience of that.
But I can bet you if I asked, like, my mom, my stepdad, or any of those people who were around in that time that they watched those movies, they would say no as well.
Now, like, look at my parents. They grew up on those shows. I know they own both Starsky and Hutch and the Dukes of Hazzard movie.
Yeah.
So that must mean they enjoyed them to an extent if they bought them.
Okay.
Just saying, there's 2 sides to every argument.
Right. I'm not saying that there isn't. I'm just saying that they should leave well enough alone. It ended. Cool. come up with a new idea.
Okay, okay. Easier said than done.
Why?
Not every idea takes off.
But then why can't every idea take off, but Rocco and his weird spaceship, I don't even know what the fuck happened.
A rocket in the last episode blasted off and took his house into space. That was the end of the series. And this picks up 20 years later, they're still floating around in space.
It's stupid.
It is stupid, but that's the fun.
No, it was not fun.
Rocco's Modern Life is always this really dumb show.
It was cringeworthy.
Go back and watch the original Rocco.
Yeah, it's cringeworthy. But I was a kid, so it was okay. Now I'm an adult and I have better things to do with 45 minutes.
Wow. Someone is bitter at Rocco.
I'm not bitter at Rocco. I'm just bitter at the idea of taking everything that we grew up with and being like, look, it's cool, it's new, it's back. Watch it. Give money for it. It's like, but well, why?
Okay, look at it like this. Like, sitcoms do reunion episodes.
Where's the Friends reunion episode?
Because the cast is too big and don't want to do it.
Exactly, because they know it's stupid.
No.
They know it's stupid. Nothing good would come with. Where's the Seinfeld reunion?
Seinfeld did an entire season. Stop.
Breaking Bad reunion.
Stop. Better Call Saul.
That's not a reunion.
Yes, it
is.
It's
a prequel to Breaking Bad.
Yeah, but all but two of the cast members are in it.
It's not a reunion.
Watch. The last episode will have fucking Walt.
No, it won't.
And Jesse probably will.
No, it won't.
It'll probably have them showing up at Saul Goodman's office.
Nope.
I guarantee you it probably will. We'll take a bet.
I don't want to take a bet.
Because you know I'm right.
No, because I know you're wrong.
So Seinfeld did an entire reunion season on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's not the same thing.
But they were making... No, but still. The cast got together and found a different way to do a reunion. So the plot of that season of Curb Your Enthusiasm is them making the Seinfeld reunion episode.
Where's the Family Matters reunion?
Well, that's kind of hard. Not everyone's alive anymore.
Where's like all of my TGIF reunion shows?
Girl Meets World?
Don't even say...
Girl Meets World?
Horrendous.
Yeah, but they did it.
Don't even say Fuller House.
Fuller House. There you go.
That's even a more horrendous piece of shit.
Yeah, so there you go. Back. DuckTales is back and actually better than ever.
See, I now why can't they just leave it all alone?
But they improved on DuckTales in every way.
Why can't they just leave it alone?
Well, now you sound like the people that grew up on the original three Star Wars movies. They say that every time their new Star Wars comes out.
Why can't they just leave it alone?
Because they are profitable and the world is out to make money. But as long as they're making a quality product, is that a bad thing?
But not everything is a quality product. Like that Rocco episode.
I was thoroughly enjoying it.
45 minutes of shit.
I was thoroughly enjoying Rocco.
45 minutes of shit.
And you know what? We're going to go see another Addams Family movie.
Well, I've not seen any of the originals, so...
You never saw the movies from the 90s?
No.
Oh, they're great. Those movies are great. I absolutely love the Addams Family movie. And Addams Family Values. Man, those are great movies. You really need to watch those. I own them, so... I will show them to you. I will show them to you. What else is there? So this brings up, I'm glad we're having this conversation. One of our oldest debates on the show, which you haven't gotten to participate in, is an art versus entertainment argument.
Yes.
So I think the first time we had this argument was, I think it was centered around one of the Transformers movies.
Okay.
Now, is that a work of art or just a piece of entertainment? And the argument was that no one goes out to create trash. So even though you don't like something, doesn't mean somebody else doesn't find the enjoyment in it, the art in the craft.
There's no art and craft in Rocco.
There is a lot.
No, there's not. There's really
not.
Not
to you.
There's not.
Not to you. But think of all the artists and people working on that show that are probably really proud of the product they put out. Now, did they go out to make a statement with this? Probably.
That you shouldn't bring stuff back like old cartoons? Yes, they did make a statement.
And, you know, maybe that's what they were trying to say, too.
They're especially like, this is fucking stupid.
Especially if one thing that might go against your argument, and neither of us have finished watching it. I do intend to finish watching it. So Rocco's trying to bring back his favorite show. See, there's a lot of commentary on the product itself while he's trying to bring back this show. And a lot of people are asking in the episode itself, why are you bringing this back?
Right.
So it's self-aware of what it's talking about in the product itself. It's making a statement about itself. And I have a feeling that at the end of the episode, if the new Fatheads show gets made, it won't be well received by Rocco. You are probably having the same feeling that Rocco will have about his show coming back.
Well, I don't want to find out.
So I will tell, I will finish it and let you know.
Oh my gosh.
Because that show was very, that episode has been very self-aware of what it is and what it's trying to say.
Like, I could have watched an episode of Glow because Glow just came out on Friday, but I didn't. I spent 30 minutes watching Rocco.
You said 15 earlier. You said 10. You originally said 10.
I don't know. Somewhere between 10 and 30. I don't know. I just know that I got up somewhere around the middle and I walked away.
See, and now,
I said, now the
Hey Arnold
time.
Movie gave the series a conclusion. Like, it had a purpose.
But why
You meet his parents. And he.
Do I need to?
I don't know. I thought it was a touching ending to that we never got. Yeah.
Why can't shows just end how they end? And then you use your imagination to fill in the rest.
Well, a lot
it wasn't, of... I just was watching something about that. I think it was John Oliver's show. And he was talking about this. And it was like, why now you don't even need to use your imagination to think of what happens. Like, when Rocco went off and his house went into space. Now you don't need to use your imagination to think, what happened next? Because now they're fucking forcing it down your throat and being like, here's what happens next. And it's like, why? Why couldn't I have just spent my whole life going, I wonder what happened?
I don't know.
They're bringing back too many things. Bringing back all that. They're bringing back what else?
Are you afraid of the dark?
Yeah, right? Why?
Why not?
Because it doesn't need to be a
thing. We just got Twilight Zone back.
But it doesn't need to be a thing. And how well of it was a thing? Wasn't Twilight Zone only a CBS exclusive thing?
Yeah.
So then how well was it if it needed to be an exclusive thing only? Obviously it was shit, because if it wasn't shit, then it'd be available to everyone.
That's not true, because what would be the difference between, if it's shit, why isn't the stuff on Netflix exclusive, well, available to everybody?
I mean,
it's the same thing. It's the same thing.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Why?
Because.
It's the exact same thing. CBS All Access is just their version of Netflix.
But why do they need to bring things back? That's my question.
And I've heard, I haven't watched it myself, but I've heard great things about Twilight Zone.
By the three people who watched it?
Oh my god. No, you get a creative mind in there like Jordan Peele. Come on. What?
From Key and Peele.
You know he directed Get Out and Us, right? He wrote and directed both of those movies.
Well, I've only seen one of them. But the sketch show they did was also horrendous.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I love Key and Peele.
Oh, no, that was terrible.
It was a masterclass in filmmaking.
No.
What?
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, I actually own Key and Peele.
Oh.
Oh, we gotta stop. We gotta stop the show right now. I gotta rethink our friendship. Holy shit. I love Key and Peele.
No.
Huh. Weird.
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 Why?
Because you're the only person I know that doesn't like Key and Peele.
I can't be the only person.
You're the only person I know that doesn't like Key and Peele.
No.
Uh-huh.
No.
I mean, I'm sure I'm the only one that has made it known that they don't like Key and Peele. Man. This is bizarre. Huh.
What?
Huh. Nothing. Nothing. I just thought we had better taste. More similar taste.
Thought you had better taste.
Thought we had more similar taste. Not nearly as bad
you
as Kurt, though.
You know that...
Not nearly
what?
As bad as Kurt, though. Kurt likes some awful fucking movies.
You know that I've seen, like, a minuscule amount of things that you talk about.
I know. I know.
I'm not well-versed.
I know. Huh.
What?
Yeah, what? Have you seen a episode of Key and Peele and was like, that was bad? And never went back to it?
Like, maybe two.
Oh, geez. That's why. That's why. You pass a judgment on stuff really quick. Man. Like, I watched the first two seasons of Girls before I was just like, yeah, this show's garbage. And stopped watching.
That's too much.
It was too much.
That's too much.
I should have stopped at season one. But I do give shows time.
Why?
Because maybe it gets better.
No.
And Girls had Adam Driver.
So?
Eh. I got him from the library. I didn't give money.
He was an asshole in that series.
Yeah.
Leah
Dunham's an
shit.
Asshole in real life, so.
He's a piece of shit in that series.
Yeah. I don't remember. I actually thought he was more relatable than what, like, I thought the girls were kind of terrible people. I thought they were bad people. I thought everybody was bad in that show. They were all terrible people.
Except for Adam Driver.
No, they were all terrible people. What? I gave it two seasons.
I don't have time to just sit and turn on something and just do that.
No, because you're a mom with four kids.
I don't have time. If I'm going to turn on something, it needs to be worthwhile.
Huh.
Because I can... Why?
I don't know. I had a lot of free time at that point when I watched that. And it was getting great reviews, so I was just like, you know what, I'll check it out.
Yeah. I don't have time. I get bored. If I turn something on and it's not interesting within like the first 5-10 minutes, then I'm not gonna watch it.
Oh man.
Huh. I get bored. I lose interest.
Huh.
I think I have maybe very particular tastes when it comes to shows or movies. What?
No, just thinking. I'm just curious. I wonder if that's why you have more of a tendency to like stuff that we see in theaters, because you're forced to actually watch.
Probably.
You don't have an option to be like, oh, I'm not interested, I'm just going to go do this.
I mean, I did walk out on the second Lord of the Rings. And I did fall asleep during that Blade Runner 2049.
That's a beautiful movie.
I fell asleep during that.
That's a beautiful movie and long, so I can understand falling asleep if you go in.
Yeah, I knew nothing previously.
You didn't have to. It worked as a standalone movie. It did help if you had seen the original, but you didn't have to see the original.
I fell asleep.
Like, what time did you go see it?
I don't know. Evening time?
Well, that was a bad planning on your part. You should have taken a nap. That's a beautiful movie.
You know I don't take naps.
I know. But that's a beautiful movie.
Wow. I'm just sounding like the worst person on this episode today.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'll start getting unfollows. Be like, oh, she's a bitch. Unfollow.
Wow. I don't know. I want my time well spent. That's it. I just want my time well spent. I don't have time to fuck around with boring things.
No, I get, like, time management and wanting to put in, like, time on stuff that's worthwhile. I get it. But I also have more of an attention span than 10 minutes. You have ADHD? Do you take medicine for that?
No.
Gotcha.
I've never been diagnosed with it, so. I feel like we're going to start fighting.
No, I don't. I don't. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, even if their opinion is shit. Oh. I have a big smile on my face.
Yep.
You can't see that smile on air. And she's just like, now pouty.
I'm not pouty. Is it time to end the episode yet?
No.
Well, hell.
Why?
I don't know.
Well, we still have one more thing to talk about.
What do we have to talk about?
Scary stories to tell in the dark.
Oh, I did close my eyes during that.
You fell asleep during that too and didn't tell me?
I mean, I could hear what was happening still. I just had my eyes closed.
Because you were scared?
No, I wasn't scared. I was tired.
Oh. Oh.
What?
Nothing. I thought you were enjoying the movie. I didn't realize you were falling asleep.
I wasn't falling asleep. I could hear what was happening.
That counts as falling asleep.
I could hear what was happening. I just had my eyes closed for like 5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. I feel like we can't really talk about it if you fell asleep. Oh, jeez. People are going to be like, they don't get along. Like, they're awful on air together. Jesus. Now, this is the only episode where we haven't agreed with each other on things. Huh.
Well.
You don't handle that well.
Handle what well?
Not like being on the same page.
I handle it just fine. Oh my.
Learning so much about you tonight. It's amazing. Anyways, I really enjoyed Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark. I think it's that odd horror movie that allows you to take the family to it. Like, there's no over-the-top violence or gore or anything like that. I think it's even rated PG-13. But it's that rare horror movie that actually manages to get the frights, but still be a lot of fun for everybody that is at the theater. Like, I would not be objected to taking any of the children that I know in my life to see this movie. At all. Okay, I'll continue talking. Yeah, it was really neat. I remember some of the stories in it from a kid, like the toe and the stew and a couple of the others. So it was really neat to see them adapted. I don't know if I ever actually owned the books, but I know maybe one of my sisters did, and that's how I had heard the stories. But I really enjoyed it, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they do moving forward, if they do another one.
Yes. I don't feel like I have anything to contribute. I didn't know anything going in. And I mean, it was a good movie.
Cool. Nice discussion.
Yep.
All right. Well, I guess we will have to go to the Rotten Tomatoes here for the score. That way we can actually have something to talk about. Give me one moment to pull this up. Let me see. Oh, Good Boys is currently sitting at 79%. That's nice. Blinded by the Lights at 93%. Let's see. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, 82%. All right. Alright, I'll let you pick one.
From Katie Walsh from Nerdist. Impressively gruesome and thematically rich drawing on political... I can't even read without my glasses. Allegory that goes far beyond the simple spooks and scares of the stories themselves.
Nice. I don't really know what she was talking about with the political allegory. I don't know where the... Oh, maybe because the male lead was Hispanic.
Mm.
And there were some racial
issues
in the movie with him.
Yeah, maybe.
And the locals.
Right.
Maybe that's what she's talking about.
Yeah.
That does make sense, I guess. But I didn't really think about it.
From Andrea... Granval from the Chicago Reader. If there was ever a case of a film adaptation improving on the original source material, this is it.
Nice. And this is one from Brian Lowry at CNN.com. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark is sort of a welcome throwback. A horror movie cleverly designed to be more spooky than truly grisly. I think this movie will end up being one of my favorite Halloween movies. So, I hope you're prepared for this. There are certain movies that I watch every Halloween.
Yeah.
John Carpenter's Halloween.
Okay.
You've never seen Halloween. Michael Myers?
No.
You've never seen Halloween?
No.
Well, you're in for a treat. We will watch Halloween and record after watching it. That will be our Halloween special.
Okay.
Lost Boys. You're a child born in the 80s and you haven't seen Lost Boys?
Huh.
Oh my God.
I told you, I only had access to a TV for like an hour a day.
I know. You told me. Still. What the fuck? So yeah. Halloween, Lost Boys. Let's see here. What else? Trick or Treat. It's a more recent one on the list. Remember that cute guy I saw at the Halloween shop with the bag over its head? And he was Sam.
Uh-huh.
That's the main bad guy at Trick or Treat.
Okay.
He's really cute and adorable. That cute guy I saw at the Halloween store. Remember that guy? Ooh, he was cute.
I was like, where are you going with this?
No.
We were the only people there.
I know. Except for that creepy guy that kept bragging us. Guy at Halloween Spirit or Spirit Halloween. Do your, like, go back to stocking the stuff because you were bugging us.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. You were trying to make a sale. And I get it. It was your first day open. But you also weren't fully stocked.
Right.
Go back to stocking. If we say, like, we kept telling you, we're browsing.
Yes.
Let us browse.
Yes.
Let us just browse.
Nope.
Nope, not at all. So, yeah, those are, like, my top three movies to watch on Halloween.
Okay.
I watch all of them on Halloween.
You don't go trick-or-treating?
No.
Oh, that's what I'm doing.
Are you?
Yes, I have kids.
Oh, yeah. You don't let them go on their own?
No.
Oh.
What's the fun in that? Then I can't dress up.
Oh, fair. Fair enough. All right. Well, what day of the week is Halloween on this year?
This year, it's...
What day are they celebrating on this year? It's on a Thursday? I'll have to work... That's Saturday, so I can get Halloween evening off. Anyways, let's find a bad review for this.
Okay.
Let's see here. Because I really have nothing bad to say about this movie. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Let's see here. This is from Jackie Cooper from JackieCooper.com. You know, we should be able to get reviews on here if that's all it takes.
Right?
I wonder what it takes to be a certified reviewer on Rotten Tomatoes. We
should find out.
We should. It would require us to write a review.
Okay.
But, this is from Jackie Cooper at JackieCooper.com.
Some old man.
It does look like this old guy. Sorry, Jackie Cooper, if you're listening to this. I'm going, oh, he has a YouTube.
Oh, heck.
He probably has way more. Yeah, look.
Oh, he reviewed Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Yeah, right? Man, this guy's actually... this guy's got movie reviews, book reviews, a YouTube channel with almost 200,000 subscribers. Jesus, this guy's doing it right. Wow.
Teach us your ways, Jackie.
Yeah, right? Interesting. All right, man. I got some grandpa on here talking about movies sells. Like, he gets, like, full interviews with people. He's interviewing The Rock. Will Ferrell. I feel bad for making fun of this guy. This guy's legit. Subscribe. You got yourself a subscriber, Jackie Cooper. Even though I do not agree with your review. Not scary enough, not dark enough. Don't think the franchise is going to happen. I disagree with you.
But isn't it a kid's book? Isn't it like in the teen?
Yeah, it's that teen.
So why does it need to be super scary?
But I think they did a good, like I said, I think they did a good job managing the scares with the, like, the, making it a family movie, essentially.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, interesting. I think he has the wrong idea about the franchise. This one is from Martin Thomas from Double Toasted. It's like the Lucky Charms of horror tropes. That's okay. Yeah. That's okay. I'm okay with his review. I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. If they can make them work, go for it. Let's see. This is another rotten review from Karen Han from Polygon. The movie tries to do too much, ultimately failing to do any of it well. If you'll excuse the pun, it just can't seem to find a happy medium. I disagree. Oh, I like this guy from Slash Film, Chris. I can't pronounce his last name.
Evangelista.
Evangelista. Yeah, I like his review. This is a gateway drug for your budding young horror fans. I completely agree. I think I saw one from Nerdist as well that described it as a intro to horror.
Yeah.
For young fans.
Right.
For young people to get into horror movies.
Yeah.
It's a good starting place. Yeah, I like that. And... here's a good one from, this is from Kent Garrison at Mad About Movies podcast. Shout out to another podcast here. This is a perfect bridge between Goosebumps and Nightmare on Elm Street. If you're looking to be creeped out, look no further. And that is actually one comparison I made even before the movie came out. Mm-hmm. It's like, this just looks like a scary version of the Goosebumps movie.
Yeah.
Because the Goosebumps movie, it wasn't bad. I actually kind of like that movie. But it's... speaking of another franchise that came back, Goosebumps. But at least they made it different and, like, very different from the Goosebumps that we had.
Yeah.
Where it's the characters of the books coming to life. It's kind of the same plot. And a group of kids trying to get the monsters to go back into the book.
I was really hoping you'd be like, yeah, what's happening to all these shows? Why are they coming back?
Oh. No, because I'm a whore for my childhood. So I'm a nostalgia fiend. It's like, I guess we're going back to that real fast while we're still talking about. Anyways, I really enjoyed Scary Movies to Tell in the Dark. It looks like we're going back into the well for what's happening in our childhood. It's like the DC event on the CW this year. It's a major crossover event that they do each year with, like, The Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, Legends of Tomorrow. They're bringing everyone back for this. Like, they're bringing everything. Kevin Conroy from Batman the Animated Series is coming. Burt Ward from the 60s Batman television show is going to be in it. Like, they're bringing back all this nostalgia.
Right. There's some things that, like that, that should be brought back. But then there's things that shouldn't be brought back. There really like, is. Like,
they're trying to get Tom Welling back as Clark Kent for this damn thing.
See, but that's cool, right?
But what's the difference?
Because that's
Smallville's been off the air for 10 years.
But that's worthwhile of bringing back. It's just, there's a difference. There's things that are worthwhile bringing back, and then there's things that are not worthwhile bringing back. And they need to find the difference between them, because otherwise it's just going to end up being a horrendous piece of shit.
See, one thing that one franchise that I would agree with you on is like Charlie's Angels. The last set of Charlie's Angels movies were garbage. The new one looks like garbage.
Yeah.
If you're going to bring something back, make it worthwhile.
Right. Like fucking Rocco.
Right? Extremely worthwhile.
No.
A great joke with a commentary.
No. No, not at all.
Well, okay. We looked at the trailer for Picard on NBC All Access. They're bringing back Patrick Stewart and Jean-Luc Picard as a sequel to Star Trek The Next Generation. They're grabbing that nostalgia of Star Trek.
But there's also the fan base. What are they trying to do with like a cartoon like that? They're targeting specific people that don't give a fuck anymore, because that was 20 years ago. And they're like, hey... And we know you didn't want it, but here it is anyway.
People did want Rocco. That's why they made it.
Like who? Like men who live in their parents' basements?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't like this topic.
You're really mad at Rocco's daughter.
I really am. It wasted my time. I don't like my time wasted.
Oh, how do you think every listener of the podcast feels? Oh boy, that's why we have no Patreon subscribers.
I don't like when people, like when things intentionally waste my time, and that intentionally wasted my time. That's 45, not even 45, because I didn't watch the whole thing. But that's time.
So it was 10 minutes. You said 10.
That's time that I could have been doing something else. It is.
Oh boy. All right. Anyways. That's a review of the week here. Let's see where we're at. All right, we got a couple minutes. We got like a minute. Oh boy. So, if you're gonna remake something, don't let her know. Invader Zim coming out on Netflix this week. Don't let her watch you. She won't like it. She won't find a point in it.
I will, as long as it's done well with a purpose. This was had no purpose. It had no purpose with an opportunity to be like, hey, cool, look at us. We're also bringing up social issues. Like, no, you're a fucking cartoon about a wallaby. Stop it.
Oh, boy.
It's true.
You know, they brought the X-Files back after a long ass.
Because they had a fan base.
So did Rocco.
No.
So does Invader Zim.
Compare the fan base to any other thing compared to Rocco's Modern Life. It's gonna be better, and it's gonna be bigger than a handful of people.
Well, I will say what I've seen of Rocco is way better than the Ren and Stimpy revival from a couple of years ago. But not as good as the Beavis and Butthead revival a couple of years ago. See? That was great. I bet you can't wait to see the Daria remake or revival, which is apparently in the works.
It's been in the works for forever.
I know.
And it'll probably be just as dumb.
You didn't like Daria?
I liked Daria enough to have it on in the background.
Yeah.
But it's at a point where, like, Daria's not relevant anymore. Rocco's not relevant anymore. I'm not I'm not.
So, one show that that got brought back for an additional season a couple of years ago was Samurai Jack. The show had 4 seasons.
Yeah.
It got canceled without ever completing the story. Show came back for a 5th and final season like a decade after the show went off the air. Now, is that, where does that fall into the spectrum here? where does that happen at here? Or like shows like Arrested Development, which arguably some people would have liked if it never came back.
Right. I don't know. I didn't like that show either.
Oh, I love Arrested Development. The first 3 seasons.
See, but I'm also, I also didn't like Breaking Bad for the longest time. Whenever Breaking Bad would get turned on the TV, I would leave the room. I'd be like, this is a stupid fucking show. I don't want to watch it.
Oh, jeez.
But then I started watching it, and I watched it from the beginning, and now I've seen the whole series like 2 or 3 times.
So I just have to have you watch stuff and be like, all right, just watch it and try to enjoy it.
As long as it's not wasting my time.
Okay. Okay.
Not that I have anything better to do.
You just said, don't waste my time because I do have better things to do. That's been your entire argument all evening.
I mean, I do have better things to do, but like, at the same time, I don't. You know what I mean?
No. No, I do not. Oh, boy. Well, you know what? I'm sure our listeners have better things to do. And I
but at least they could fucking multitask.
Oh, boy. We'll find something. I'll find something here.
You'll find something for what?
Pound puppies again.
Oh, gosh.
You know, Funko's doing the troll dolls with the
but that's
hair.
Not something that I'm going to have to watch.
No, but it's nostalgia. It's that right, childhood which is, coming yeah, back.
Which is fine.
Now, I don't like the character designs for Disney Plus's new Chip and Dale Rescue Rangers.
I haven't seen that.
They don't look good, but I'll give it a shot.
I know you will.
Because they did amazing things with DuckTales. So this DuckTales that's on now is way better than the original show, which I love the original show.
I have a very specific niche that I watch.
Mm. You know, I'll say one thing, and this came out pretty much right after that I thought was dumb. So Rugrats ended, yeah. And then they had Rugrats all grown up. Right. That never should have happened.
No, it's stupid.
That was stupid.
Yes.
I'll agree with you on that. That
just
was
like
dumb.
Fucking Rocco was stupid. And they got you because you're going to go back and you're going to watch it.
I'm going to finish it, yeah. I'm going to finish it because I was interested in the story.
It's a terrible story.
No, it's funny.
No.
You weren't getting the joke then.
It's terrible. It was
boring. It was making fun of itself the entire time. And you weren't getting the joke.
It was boring.
I think the episode itself probably is agreeing with you. So you could watch it and be like, oh, they agree with me.
I don't want to watch it.
that
I barely
Rocco
wanted to watch
something.
It. I barely wanted to watch it enough the first time that I turned it on.
So that, see, that I think is the problem. You went into it already having an opinion.
I was like, this is probably going to be really stupid.
And so you did. You went into it already having an opinion.
Yes. And I was like, I don't really want to do this, but I also had to do squats and push-ups and...
So that
bicep curls. So,
already having gone. Because you're a badass. So being a badass and having a predetermined thought on the product completely skewed your outlook on that product.
I just didn't like it.
Uh-huh. Because you went in thinking you weren't gonna like it.
I knew I wasn't gonna like it.
Mm. Mm.
I mean, I barely liked Rocco enough when it was on.
Oh, so see, you just weren't the audience for this. You weren't who this was made for.
Who was it made for then?
Apparently me, because I really liked it.
But were you a fan of Rocco?
Yes.
Back in the day?
Yes. I do plan on picking up the complete box set at some point. Because I actually want to have all those Nickelodeon shows.
All of them?
From that time period.
Oh my.
Well, none of the shows were that long.
That's a lot of series.
Not really.
Yeah.
Well, I would like to get Iron Monsters, Angry Beavers, Rocco.
See,
I already have the first two seasons of Rugrats.
Yeah.
I would like Hey Arnold.
Say Wild Thornberries.
I don't hate Wild Thornberries. Oh, I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
Oh.
All right. This is where I think our age difference also plays an effect. Because I was more age appropriate for Wild Thornberries.
Yeah.
Being younger.
Okay.
I think that plays an effect.
I didn't like Wild Thornberries.
That's fine. I can understand. But you have Tim Curry as the voice of Nigel, which was great.
See, like, why can't they bring back, like, David the Gnome?
Because he died.
Or...
because he died.
Or, like, Eureka's Castle.
Well, I don't know who owns the rights to Eureka anymore.
Like, I would watch David the Gnome.
Why? That show is so boring.
David the Gnome was fun.
That show
was
so boring.
Oh my god, it was so cute.
That was the snooze fest.
No.
They're at it. Why don't they bring back gummy bears?
I don't know what gummy bears is.
Gummy bears.
No.
Bouncing everywhere, here and there. Or some shit like that. I don't know.
No.
That was a cartoon.
Why not bring back Captain Planet?
I think they've been trying.
He's a hero.
Yeah.
He's going to take pollution down to zero.
Yeah. And, you know, they've brought back... Transformers has never gone away. That's been around constantly. It hasn't gone anywhere. So I'm looking at products of the 80s that haven't gone anywhere. Transformers, Ninja Turtles, they're everywhere. And I think Nickelodeon probably has some deal with Netflix because these are coming out exclusively to Netflix. I don't even know if they're airing on Nickelodeon. But even Netflix is getting Ninja Turtle movies exclusive to Netflix through Nickelodeon. So I don't know. Maybe Nickelodeon is teaming up with Netflix for... slew of products.
They need to do a better job of picking what shows they bring back. Like, they tried to make Double Dare again, and Double Dare just isn't the same without Mark Summers. Mark Summers,
he's on the Travel Channel now, ain't he?
Doing, I don't
know, shows on there. I know he was doing How's It Made or something like
the
that.
Original,
I met Mark Summers. I met Mark Summers.
The original Double Dare was where it was at.
I mean,
now they have some like random blonde hair lady just like, oh my god, we're playing Double Dare now. Woo!
Huh.
It's like, no.
I did hear they brought it back.
No.
Huh.
That's not Double Dare. Huh. Next, you know, they're going to bring back like Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Hmm. You know, it's kind of neat. Having
Salute Your Shorts.
The film school that I went to, I don't think they would ever bring that back.
Or Hey Dude.
We're like the two people that remember those shows.
Hey, dude.
How about Nick Arcade? They could bring that back easily.
Or they were also going to bring back, you can't say that on, what was it called? You can't say that on TV. You can't do that on TV. Something like that.
You know what show they brought back?
What?
That's So Raven, but it's her daughter. With Raven Simone. That's on Disney.
It's not like kids even. What are they going to do for kids that are growing up now? There's nothing. Because kids
Blue's
don't.
Blue's Clues is back.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Some Asian guy, I think.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Just because you have the hots for
Steve.
Steve, yeah.
Steve was the best Blue's Clues host. Joe was not okay. Joe was a sorry excuse for Blue's Clues host. I was even too old to watch Blue's Clues at the time, but
yeah. Speaking of the age difference between us, like I thought I was too old to watch Blue's Clues when it came out. It's like I only watched Blue's Clues because it
was
like
Steve was hot.
Well, no, because it was on before something else I was gonna watch.
But like seriously,
like
though.
I can't wait for Nick Jr. to be over and I can get to my good cartoons.
See, but seriously though, kids that are growing up now, they're not gonna have anything like this to bring back because kids these days don't watch TV.
No,
kids
they watch
these
YouTube.
Days watch YouTube.
And Fortnite videos.
Right.
And Minecraft videos.
Yes. So what's going to happen like in 20 years from now?
Well, we'll be showing our grandchildren our cartoons. That's why everything lives on in digital media. So we can just show them our stuff.
And they'll be like, you watched this stuff?
And think of it this way. So one of the main reasons to bring like a show like DuckTales back.
Yeah.
Is because our generation now has children.
Yeah.
So it's something that we can watch with our child. And the whole family can enjoy watching it together because it's something that we remember fondly as kids. And we can share our fondness with the child.
But then also in the same point, why can't we just be like, have DuckTales the original and show that to our children and be like, look, this is so much fun.
Well, I mean,
why does it have to be a new thing? Oh, David West.
What? Well, I will say this. The storytelling aspect of our original cartoons was not the greatest. They didn't have long form storytelling, which I'm more of a fan of long term storytelling, like a story told over the course of a season.
But kids aren't gonna care.
I don't know.
Kids aren't gonna care.
I did.
But kids now aren't gonna care.
Kids no, because now, they don't have attention.
Yeah,
they
don't have kids any now attention don't spans. Have attention spans.
I still argue that the new DuckTales was made for us and not necessarily kids. It was made for us to show kids and hope that they enjoy it as much as we do.
But why can't we just show them the original?
I don't know. The new one's better. What they did with Darkwing Duck in it is genius.
I don't know. I didn't see it.
I know. I know you didn't. This is an extra long episode.
This is an extra long episode.
Well, I feel like it's the first time we've actually been able to debate. We tried to talk about a movie.
We did.
We tried.
We did. We tried.
We tried.
It was on the list.
We should have just made that our topic.
We should have.
So if you're up for debating every week, we can start out with a movie review.
Yeah.
Make it short.
Oh, and then but debate then we're going to end week. Up. We're going to end up wanting to fight each other.
I'd win. I'd win.
I've played roller derby. I broke a girl's ankle once.
You know, it does allow for some nice commentary on things because I have the technical side. I look at everything from a different point of view than what most people do.
Yeah.
And you look at it from the general consumer audience.
Yeah.
That was not my belly if you heard that.
It was a monster.
That was a dog. I don't know if you heard that. Anyways, we can put a pin in it, and this can be an ongoing segment.
Oh, gosh. Of
How Did They Ruin My Childhood This Week, starring Effie. See, I think this would have been a better topic for your Effie thoughts, because then you could have, like, you wouldn't have had to argue with me.
But then I would just sound bitter.
You do sound bitter. Be like, man, can she just like something? Like I said, you're like the Star Wars fans that are just like, why don't they stop?
I like plenty of things.
Why don't they just stop making Star Wars movies?
I like plenty of things. I'll watch
new Star Wars movies until the day I die because I fucking love Star Wars.
I've only seen the new ones.
I know. I know.
I like plenty of things, though. I just don't like things that are a waste of time.
Oh, boy.
That's all I've got to say.
Well, to each their own.
Yep.
Oh, all right. Well, I guess it's time to wrap up.
That's not... Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah, we already discussed our plans for the weekend.
Yes. That is actually a bullet point. The end of the episode.
End of the episode.
Woot.
Woot. We did a thing. We did.
We did. We did a thing.
You came up with a very good topic
for discussion. Yay!
So bravo on your checklist.
Yay.
We went out of order, but we completed that checklist.
We did. Go us. Go team.
Yep. Way over time.
Well.
My name's David West.
I'm Effie, the bitter one.
The bitter one. Go make her happy by liking her cosplay Instagram and Facebook page. at Effie Bombs Cosplay.
Yeah, do that.
Like us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Please.
Please and thank you. And please, if you liked this discussion, please become a patron.
If you want to hear me complain.
Yeah, she. If you want to hear her complain, she does do her own podcast.
That is I don't complain on there.
To the Patreon account. The first three episodes are available for free on the Patreon.
Yes.
But please subscribe, become a patron, and you can find us anywhere podcasts are found.
Yay.
Yay.
That's it.
That's it. Yeah, that's it.
That's all we got.
That's all we got. Boy. This was an intense episode.
Right? Yikes.
Yikes. Yikes. I learned a lot about you this week.
Oh. Whew.
Need to call up my agent and get another co-host.
You don't have an agent.
An agent? What is that? Is that an Asian agent? An agent? Wow.
What?
Nothing.
Oh gosh, you should have just turned it off now.
Okay.